Call the Joe and Alex Show now at 1-833-JOE-ALEX. Call right now. 1-833-563-2539.
You guys ever quit a job?
Yes.
How'd you quit it?
Normal. Put in my 2 weeks notice. I didn't get to do anything cool.
Did you want to do something, or like, did you have to hold back?
Oh, of course.
What would you have done if you could have done anything?
I mean, I guess I would. I did something a little bit cool. They threatened to sue me if I left, and I said, cool, I'm leaving.
Oh, yeah, before you came here.
Yeah, before I came here for this job. So I almost got sued, but, well, actually, they did try to do it. But our company here was awesome and helped fend that off with our lawyers. But it was a big mess. So, I mean, but I didn't say, like, you know, I didn't cuss anybody out or anything like that.
What about you, Pork Chop? I feel like working in the restaurant industry, you've probably cussed a few people out.
No. I mean, I've had a lot of jobs, and I guess my most epic quit was when I quit McDonald's.
How'd you quit?
Well, I'd worked there for 5 years, and my general manager, she wrote the schedule and said I was on from 10 to 6.
Uh-huh.
But on the schedule, she wrote 11, but she told me I could come in at 10. So I showed up to work at 10, and the manager that was there was like, you don't come in till 11. And I was like, well, GM said I come in at 10. She's like, well, it says 11. I was like, I was a kid. I was like, I didn't just walk all this way. Like, I need these hours. So I was like, you know what? Like, why are you doing this to me? I'm a good employee. I took my shirt off, my hat, I threw it, and I left. And then, yeah, my GM called me back, like, please come back, and I didn't.
That's,
and you know what?
Epic.
The fries were never the same after that.
That's right.
Countless people were getting sad meals instead of happy meals. I quit one of the greatest jobs, but I got hired back like 2 or 3 times. But I remember quitting in front of employees. Not my proudest moment. I worked at Howell Soft Cloth Car Wash. It was a car wash, gas station, and we also detailed cars. And I don't even know why I quit. I forget, like, looking back, I don't remember the exact reason what happened. But it was like, I was like, I quit, and whatever, Tina. Because my boss's name was Tina. She's really nice. I feel bad. I'm sorry, Tina, that I put you through that crap. Okay, none of us are as bad as what this 17-year-old kid in Canada did. Listen to him getting on the intercom at the Walmart and quitting. And by the way, after you hear this, let us know what you think about how this kid quit. Do you think it's okay? Do you think it's funny? Do you think he's just a big dummy? 833-JOE-ALEX.
Associates and management, I would like to say to all of you today that nobody should work here, ever. Our managers will make promises and never keep them. And not only that, they will preach to us about how they care about their employees. But about a month ago, my boss, assistant manager Cora, called me a waste of time and management did nothing to help. I've been a loyal employee here for over a year and a half. And I'm sick of all the bogus write-ups and my job. Management, this job.
Okay.
Oh my
God,
I love it.
It sounds like people are cheering like, woo!
I love it. Oh, I got chills.
You love it?
Yeah, I got chills.
Are you kidding me? This kid, typical like millennial generation Z. Like, I mean, there's two sides to every story.
He hated his job, and he got to say what all of us have wanted to say.
He
at some
hates
point.
His job. Are you kidding? Do you know how many people out there are like poor and begging for a job? This kid had a job.
Hey, well now
like,
there, there's an
job.
Opening.
Yeah,
for
I was
going
to say there is one there though. I mean, don't get me wrong. There is a good feeling. Whether it's definitely immature to do it the way that he did. Like if I was a future employer, I'd be like, oh, you're the Walmart intercom kid. No way, you're not getting a job here. I would never hire him because then it's like, what are they going to do next in public? But I think we've all been there. You haven't wanted to say something at this job or another job? I know I have. I certainly have wanted to say something if I was mad at management or something.
That's not right. I don't know. All right. I'm a hard worker.
Good morning.
No, I think Porkchop's just a pushover. He should have a little bit more tenacity.
Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
Hi, this is Bridget.
Hey, Bridget. Did you do something like this?
I actually did. I did it at Kroger.
All right, don't swear, but tell us like how it went down. What'd you do?
Yeah, well, I didn't cuss over the intercom. I don't think that that would be a very good idea, but definitely let them know. It was just like a fun way to go because I was just fed up with everything that was going on. So,
well, how'd you do it? What was the fun way you let them know you're quitting?
I went over the intercom.
Oh, I thought you said you didn't. Okay, you did it too. All right.
Yeah.
What did they think about that? Like, cause I feel like they'd hold your last paycheck if you did that.
Oh, they were not happy. No, but thankfully it's like a union job, so they can't actually do that.
Oh, okay.
Are
there like special intercom codes? Because I've always wanted to go to stores and like get on the intercoms.
No, you just hit a call button and it goes over the whole
thing.
No way.
Oh, I thought it was way more complicated. All right. Hey, thank you for calling in this morning at 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539.
Is that illegal? Like, are there any legal issues there?
No.
Like, going over the, you could just do it and not get in trouble? What's the trouble? There's got to be some sort of trouble.
There's no trouble.
Why?
Unless
really?
You incite public, like, panic. Like, if they got on the intercom and said, you know, there's a tornado coming
or, like,
or something
fire,
like that.
Fire.
Yeah. Or, like, active shooter or something like that. That's when you get in trouble. But, like, being like, I quit my job, it's frowned upon because it makes them look bad. But
so if I went to Walmart and just picked up the phone and said something on it, I would not get in any trouble.
They might ban you
from the store. Yeah, they'd probably ban you.
And that's the worst?
Yeah.
Why, do you want to try this today after the show? See how many places we get you banned from?
I would never do it because I just don't do things that are wrong.
Well, you're a coward. Like, you're a chicken.
I'm not a coward. I just don't do things that are wrong. I follow the rules.
Alex would probably do it, and she doesn't
do
a lot.
Porkchop is a little bit, gets on my nerves, so much of a rule follower, but to be honest, it's really good for this show because none of us really are rule followers. So we have to have one person that is, or else we would be so screwed because we would have done, you know, we would have done so much that would have gotten us kicked off the air by now.
So Pork Chop, eventually, because it will happen, between me giving you a lot of work to do or Alex just agitating you, how are you going to quit the show? You want to practice?
He's going to be nice. He's going to give us a 2 weeks notice, like a resignation letter. He's going to say, thank you so much.
And then you'll probably ask me, please do 4 weeks, and I'll probably say, okay.
Yep.